awake, Meriadoc.
Oh, I'm hungry. What time is it?
Past supper time now. Though I dare say I could bring you something if they'll let me.
They will indeed. And anything else that this rider of Rohan may desire, if it can be found in Minas Tirith, where his name is in honour.
Good. Then I would like supper first, and after that, a pipe.
And when you sit in peace with your pipe, think of me.
No, no, not a pipe.
Never now shall I sit with you in Meduzel, as I promised, or listen to your herb law.
I don't think I'll smoke again.
Why not?
Well, he is dead, King Theoden. It has brought it all back to me. I shan't ever be able to smoke again without thinking of him.
Smoke then and think of him, for he was a gentle heart and a great king and kept his oaths. And he rose out of the shadows to a last fair morning. Though your service to him was brief, it should be a memory glad and honourable to the end of your days.
Very well, then. I will smoke and think of him, if Strider will provide what is needed. I had some of Saruman's best in my pack, but what became of it in the battle, I'm sure I don't know.
Master Meriadoc, if you think that I have passed through the mountains and the realm of Gondor with fire and sword just to bring herbs to a careless soldier who throws away his gear, you are mistaken. Besides, I must leave you now. I have not slept since I rode from Dunharrow, nor eaten since the dark before dawn.
Oh, Strider, forgive me. I'm frightfully sorry. Oh, go at once. Oh, ever since that night at Bree, we have been such a nuisance to you. But it is the way of my people to use light words at such times and say less than they mean. We fear to say too much.
I know that well, or I should not deal with you in the same way. May the Shire live forever unwithered. Now, rest. Come, Gandalf.
Goodbye for the present, Merry. And well done.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, was there ever anyone like Aragorn? Well, except Gandalf, of course. I think they must be related. And as for you, my dear ass, your pack is lying by your bed and you had it on your back when I met you. Of course, Aragorn saw it there all along. So come along and fill up with Longbottom Leaf while I run and see about some food. And then let's be easy for a bit. Dear me, we Tooks and Brandybucks, we can't live long on the heights.
No, not yet anyway. But at least, Pippin, we can now see them and honour them. It is best to love first what you were fitted to love, I suppose. You must start somewhere and have some roots, and the soil of the Shire is deep. Still, there are things deeper and higher, and I am glad that I now know a little about them. Oh, but I don't know why I'm talking like this. Where is that leaf?
Sorry, Mary.
Yes, of course. And get my pipe out of my pack, if it isn't broken. Pippin, what is it?
Well, I was just wondering about Sam and Cousin Frodo, and whether they've got a pipe to comfort them wherever they are now.
We seem to have come to a dead end, Sam. If we go on, we shall only come up to that Orc Tower. But the only road to take is that road that comes down from it. Unless we go back. We can't climb up westward or climb down eastward.
Then we must take the road, Mr. Frodo. We must take it and chance our luck, if there is any luck in Mordor. We might as well give ourselves up as wander about anymore or try to go back. Our food won't last. We've got to make a dash for it.
All right, Sam. You lead me. As long as you've got any hope left, mine is gone. But I'm afraid I can't dash, Sam. I'll just plod along after you.
Well, before you start plodding, you need sleep and food, Mr. Frodo. Oh. Come and take what you can of them. And I'll have to leave you for a bit and trust to luck. We must have water or we'll get no further.
Sam, be careful.
I will. Mr. Frodo.
What is it, Sam? What is it?
Easy, Mr. Frodo, sir. It's all right. But I'm going to have to take a little sleep, and I can't hold my eyelids up much longer. But it's not safe for both of us to sleep.
Why, Sam? What's up?
Well, that Gollum's about again. Well, leastways, if it wasn't him I spied nosing around, well, then there's two of them.
So he's still following us?
Well, yes. As if it isn't enough to have orcs by the thousand, we've still got that stinking villain sneaking about. But I wish Faramir's men had shot him.
Don't say that, Sam. Please. Remember Gandalf's words. Gollum may yet have some part to play for good or ill.
Oh, yeah, that's just what I fear, sir. That the part he'll play will be for ill.
This is madness, Sam! We're right out in the open now.
Well, no matter. There's nothing to hide from yet a while. And one good thing, at least, we've seen no more of Gollum.
Sam.
What, Mr. Frodo?
Look. There. Oh. Ahead, on the road. Torches coming towards us. I knew it, Sam. We've trusted to luck, and it has failed us.
We're trapped.
Seems so. Well, we can but wait and see. Oh, if only they are in a hurry and we'll let a couple of tired soldiers alone and pass by.
Hey, you! Get up! You! Come on, you slugs! This is no time for slouching! Deserting, eh?
No!
Or thinking of it? Up you get and fall in, or I'll have your numbers and report you! No! No! Not at the rear! 3 miles up! And stay there! Or you'll know it when I come down the line! Now! On! On! On!
As Frodo and Sam faced this new peril, the captains of the West met in Aragorn's tent on the field of Gondor.
My lords, you may triumph on the fields of the Pelennor for a day, but victory against the Dark Lord cannot be achieved by arms. Whether you sit here to endure siege after siege, or march out to be overwhelmed beyond the river, you have only a choice of evils.
Then you would have us retreat to Minas Tirith or Dunharrow, and there sit like children on sand castles when the tide is flowing?
No. I still hope for victory, but not by arms. For in the midst of all these policies comes the Ring of Power. And if that is destroyed, then Sauron will fall, his power will crumble, and he will be maimed forever. He knows that the ring has been found again. And he knows, too, that if we have found this precious thing, there are among us some with strength enough to wield it. For do I not guess rightly, Aragorn, that you have shown yourself to Sauron in the Seeing Stone of Orthanc?
I have. I thought the Eye of Sauron should be drawn out from his own land.
That you have done. And now he is in great doubt. And his doubt will be growing even while we speak here. His eye is now straining towards us, blind almost to all else that is moving. So we must keep it. For therein lies our hope. In wisdom, or great folly, the ring has been sent away to be destroyed, lest it destroy us. This, then, is my counsel. Make war on Sauron, so that we can keep his eye from finding the ring-bearer, until his quest is done, or he fails in the attempt. What say the captains of the West?
As I have begun, so I will go on. We come now to the very brink, where hope and despair are akin. To waver is to fall.
Aragorn speaks wisely. I have little knowledge of these deep matters, but I too will accept this counsel.
What force could we muster and lead out in 2 days' time, at the latest?
I judge that we could lead out 7,000 of horse and foot, and yet leave the city in better defense than it was when the assault began.
Then make preparations to do so, for we must push Sauron to his last throw. We must call out his hidden strength so that he shall empty his land. We must make ourselves the bait, though his jaws should close on us. We must walk open-eyed into that trap, with courage, but small hope for ourselves.
You shall not be sheathed again, Anduril, until the last battle has been fought.
So say the men of Gondor. And so too say the men of Rohan.
Then let us march out to meet the enemy before the black gates of the Land of Shadow. for it is there we must attack, furthest from where the ring-bearer was known to be, and thither draw the eye of Mordor, that Frodo may yet bear our hopes and fears towards the crack of doom.
In episode 11 of J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings, adapted by Brian Sibley and Michael Bakewell, the part of Frodo was played by Ian Holm, Gandalf by Michael Horden, Aragorn by Robert Stevens, Denethor by Peter Vaughan, and Theoden by Jack May. Sam, William Nye, Merry, Richard O'Callaghan, Pippin, John McAndrew, Legolas, David Collings, Gimli, Douglas Livingstone, Faramir, Andrew Sear, Eowyn, Ellen Jenkins, Eomer, Anthony Hyde, Yorith, Pauline Letts, Beregond, Christopher Scott, and the Lord of the Nazgul, Philip Voss, with Sean Arnold, Graham Faulkner, John Webb, and Hayden Wood. The narrator was Gerard Murphy. The music was composed and conducted by Stephen Oliver, and the singer was Oz Clark. The director was Jane Morgan.